Well, first, Bayer has been in the bee health industry for like 25 years. We've been bringing products to the market to control pests on bees. The second thing is bees are being stressed by various stressors, and those stressors include everything from parasites on the bees to diseases to habitat and nutrition to weather. To the dynamics that we see, and professional pollination services are moving these bees around. And when beekeepers, you query them about the major stressors that they have, they will cite certain things such as varroa mite as being the number one problem, having enough habitat, being a part of mainstream agriculture that they can get this habitat and nutrition. And that weather and these other issues I mentioned are quite stressful on their bees. Pesticides do fit into that, but it ranks fairly low down in the list of key issues. The bee populations in the U.S. And in Canada is quite interesting, is that they're fairly stable. Bees are not vanishing. A lot of people have indicated, and you see that quite often in the news and in discussions and forums. Actually, over the last 50 years, globally, bee colonies have increased some 50%, 45% in the last 50 years. So, you know, what is the real issue? The real issue today that we're facing is that the bees are being stressed in the U.S. due to these stressors that we mentioned. And what Bayer is trying to do is be a part of an industry effort to bring best management practices that can help beekeepers from the beekeeper's perspective, and also best management practices that growers and our industry and the university and the departments of ag can all work collectively to make sure that bees are going to thrive and are going to move forward with agriculture.
If you read Facebook or Twitter or any of the social media chains, often you will see comments about neonics and killing all the bees. Can you just, just address that?
I think it's very interesting in today how we debate issues. And it's going to even be more of a social media type debate. Me being a scientist, you know, I would like to rely on science and bring all the facts. As Bayer, we are always science-based and will continue to be such. But when you get into the social media, we have to face the reality that people are not informed about all scientific issues, and we have to bring this debate and argument to a general layperson's level and speak with them so that they can understand what is really the cause issues here, and that we need to bring a balanced approach and not just single out one thing. Because as soon as you remove something from a system, it's like the balloon example, something else pops up. So, you know, to have a real sustainable moving forward approach like that, everybody needs to understand that these collaborative efforts need to move forward to help address the beekeeper system and situation, but also for the farmer, because they work together. And one thing that in the social media I've noticed is that we'll have some people have the concerns about what's happening to the bees, and then I see farmers chiming in on social media, what do you exactly know about this? Because there's countless examples out there of beekeepers and farmers working together just perfectly. They communicate, and when they do that, they can manage these type scenarios without conflict. So what we have to do is get more of those examples out there. We have to bring some things, tools to the beekeepers. This whole issue of habitat is one of the big things that, you know, Bayer is in other companies and grower associations are all interested in how they can make that a bigger part of mainstream agriculture.
Well, we know what some of the challenges are. What do we see, what do you see going forward, the action plan or the call to action for those that are involved in this, from farmers to beekeepers?
I think the situation that we're in now, we need to move forward as a collaborative group. and not as individuals, and look at this from a holistic viewpoint. And that's difficult sometimes because we want to focus on one issue in one dimension and move forward in that simplistic mode. But we need to bring in the aspects of all of this together so we can demonstrate, not just talk about, but demonstrate how these best management practices can be put into place into major agricultural landscapes and show with some information which will validate it, and then we can communicate that in the right approach. And we really need to, when we talk about this, to really focus on the whole farm. When you talk to farmers, they're very much into conservation and the stewardship, and make sure that that message is being heard too, because a lot of time that's left out of the equation.